at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
AYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bills, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday at 12:30 p.m., Outreach Ministry 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday School. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Veal, Director at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Veal by email at lowercase pb at bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know I'm excited to come into your house, into your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited to be here live today in the studio. I miss you all. We've been busy for the last 2 weekends. Amen. We've been playing, amen, reruns on the air. But I am here in the studio today. Amen. And after we finish the word, I will be taking your prayer requests over the airway. But today, my friend, I want you to know, let's not forget tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Sunday School, and I call it high noon service. Amen. At 12, amen, o'clock. Well, Jesus is Lord of the house. We are excited, amen, praise the Lord, for what God is doing. I love the Lord, love ministry. I love God's people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, I'm going to talk with you, amen, from the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Amen. Praise the Lord. The 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. To everyone, amen, that might be listening, that are Bible, amen, amen, scholars, amen. We want to talk about the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Amen. Praise the Lord. From the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he worked a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make it. This is the place of God for his creation. We as humans, made in the image of God, because of sin, we need to be made all over again. And if I was putting a title to this text of scripture, I would shout, Lord, make me over again. And I want to say something, that the enemy is slick. And the Lord showed me some things. Amen, praise the Lord. That the very people, when you hurt, that can help you and instructing you in the word of God to help your spiritual walk with God is the very people that the enemy calls you to be upset with. Glory be to God. The enemy will put a spirit of bitterness in those individuals' heart, because it would be over little bitty things that don't even make sense. We got to learn how to discern between the voice of God and the voice of the enemy, because a lot of people right now have situations that the world can't even help you. You cannot be helped seeking the world's help. The help that you need is in the house of God. It's in the house of God. But the enemy would put such bitterness and separation in your heart to where he would make you think that this person that's trying to help you is your enemy. Because here's the thing. Pride plays a part in this. Or arrogancy plays a part in this. Or I can't get over this plays a part in this. And if you know anything about this 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it was where Israel was with God. They had left God. They had left God. They have slammed the door in God's face on godly counsel or godly help. And it's the reason why they kept slipping and slipping into darkness or into anxiety or into the levels of sin or into the levels of demonic forces driving them away from their help. That is the enemy's weapon. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of people misunderstand me. I don't hate nobody. I had a lady walk up to me and she said, I heard you don't like women preachers. That's a lie. I never said that. I never said that. I can't stop a person from doing what God, they say God called them to do. I don't have that power. I don't have that authority. But if you listen at the enemy got what we call runners. people assume things and run with things and take things out of context and plant seeds in people's hearts against their help. I want you to know that today. And this is what the devil did to Israel. The Israel plant seeds in the heart of Israel against God when God was for Israel. I'm for everybody that want to repent for their sins. I'm for everybody that want to be made over again by the Holy Ghost, by the power of God. I'm for everybody that wants to come and set up under the anointing, up under the word of God and hear the instructions of God. I'm for everybody that wants to submit and be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. For everybody that has a problem, that wants to be delivered from it. I hate nobody. Praise the Lord. I can't get into heaven hating you. And certainly, when I pray, I got to pray, amen, praise the Lord, in the way that my heart is clear and clean. So when I pray, I can say, God, not only forgive me, but forgive those who transgress against me. Because if I do not learn how to forgive, I got to come to this will and be made, ladies and gentlemen. Because if I don't come to this will and ask the Lord to make me over again, when I pray, my prayers are in vain. Because if I don't learn how to forgive, neither will my Heavenly Father forgive me. So what I'm doing is in vain. That's why I have to constantly bring myself to the potter's house. And if you are a Christian or you're living for God, you're going to have to learn how to come to the potter's house. And you got to learn, praise the Lord, that you're going to have faults. You're going to have trials. You're going to have mistakes in your life. But one thing you're going to have to learn how to do is get the power and get the strength to come to God's house and say, and fall on the altar and say, Lord, make me over again. I don't want to be this way. I see too many people dying in sin because of pride, dying in sin because somebody said something to them that they didn't like, dying in sin because they won't repent, dying in sin because they won't forgive and stressed out. There's a spirit of anxiety that is over the hearts in the minds of so many people. Glory be to God. It is from the enemy. And I tell you another thing it's from. It's from lines of generation of curses of the mentality. I'm about to say something, but I want to say it. This mentality of nobody can be delivered from whatever they bound by unless they respect me the way I am. Listen, if that was the case, then Jesus wouldn't have never came to give us a way out of the way we were. And Jesus was saying to Jeremiah, he said, son, this is what I want to show you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The only way that a change is going to come to the heart and the mind of the people is that needs to come down to my house where I can make them over again. Nothing else is going to do it. This thing is spiritual. Now, I want you to know, you that are listening, your problem is spiritual. You are dealing with spirits. You are dealing with unclean spirits. Glory be to God. You are dealing with unclean spirits that need to be cast out. And if you know it, the word of the Lord, which came to Jeremiah, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, get up out of what you weeping, laying in, amen, amen, what you wallowing in, get up out of it and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. The only way. Thank you, Lord. The only way. I want to talk to somebody. I want to talk to you that's been church hurt. You call it church hurt. I want to talk to you that been hurt by the preacher. My God here. I want to talk to you that feel that you can do good by just staying home, reading your Bible, or you can get you a TV preacher or radio preacher, glory be to God, or you can order some sermon offline, or you can get some songs and you can blast your house with spiritual songs, but never put your feet in the house of the living God, because, amen, in that you don't feel that nobody is qualified to preach and teach to your soul. I want to let you know, amen, praise the Lord, that is a setup from the devil. That's a setup from the devil to cut you off from fellowship in God's house. I'm talking to somebody here today. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody here today that the enemy is giving you so much bitterness in your heart to where you cannot even see yourself sitting in an assembly of God. You have made your own sanctuary at home, and you feel that you don't need no man to preach to you because ain't no one right. None of them is right. But I'm here to tell you, I beg the difference with you. I beg the difference with you. I beg the difference with you. I want you to know how you love Oshanda, that the enemy, Hyundai, is setting you up for destruction. The enemy is setting you up to destroy you. Not only you, but he's setting you up to destroy your seed. How can you hear without a preacher? See, because that is a special anointing. Huh? Glory to God. That God put in the preacher. Now, if the preacher wrong, he wrong. But there's a special anointing that God puts in the preacher to preach to your spirit. That's why God brought Jeremiah into this spiritual vision, saying, go down to the potter's house. I want to encourage you, because you know at one time, Jeremiah said within his spirit, and I feel like that. I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like that too. You giving your all. You preaching your all. You showing all your compassion. You spending even your personal monies. You spending even your personal times with people. You going out of the way with people. And when you heal them, amen, by natural things and God healing them through the spirit, they turn around and put knives in your back. Lord, double barrel shotguns to your head. Amen. Like snakes that you taking and you putting them back together. I know what it feels like, Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. I face that type of mentality. That's why God had Jeremiah to go down to the house, because he says everything that I'm living for and everything that I see, God, amen, praise the Lord, I realize now that these people is wanting to destroy me. I'm not going to say another word to them. But God showed Jeremiah something, because he says, I would not. And I paraphrase that scripture. I would not say another word. But he said his word. See, that's what driving me. The word of God. He says his word. was in my heart as a fire shut up in my bones. And I couldn't hold my peace. Even though I said I wasn't going to say nothing to him no more. Because all the things that I've been through, all the things that they drugged me through, I said I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm talking to somebody. But because of the anointing in my life, because I didn't call myself, because I didn't take this up on myself, because there's someone greater in the inside of me. There's something great in the inside of me that keep pushing me to do his will, that keep pushing me to cry out, that keep pushing me and showing me visions, that keep pulling on me and telling me to reach a little farther. Amen, praise the Lord. They keep telling me, amen, praise the Lord, I'm going to show you that there are greater things to come. It keep pushing me to his house. It keep pushing me and showing me that there's something on the wheel that I need to take not only out of your life, but that things that are in their life that they have to submit to, that they have to come under the submission to this word. It's the only way that is going to come out of them. They need to be made over again by the word. But if you close your mouth, they won't never hear the way out. You got to get up, Jeremiah, and preach. Preacher, you got to get up and stand. You got to stand. People, you must be made over again. And as he went down, and as you go down to the house of God, the house was called a potter's house. If you know anything about potter, you know anything about making vessels, you know it's a nasty job. It's a nasty job. Your hands are nasty. You're dealing with different types of chemicals, different types of muds, different types of potter, different types of situations, different types of attitudes. You're dealing with different types of spirits. Some of these spirits try to jump on you, get all over your clothes, get all in your mind, get all, my God, here today. Half of the story is not told when you are a true man, a woman of God. Half of the stories are not told. Amen. The demonic spirits that you deal with. God said to him, he says, I made Israel. I took Abraham and I made him. I made Isaac. I made Jacob. I made Joseph. I made David. I made the tribes. I made all of them. But they went wild. Huh? Glory to God. They went out. Amen. Praise the Lord. They went wild. But I need them to come back to the wheel. I'm going to show you something. They are all messed up. And ladies and gentlemen, we are messed up. We are messed up. And I don't know about you if you read the you know, the paper. I don't know if you are a news person or are you a current event person. But if you notice, there's a spirit of murder that's sweeping the nation. It is an international spirit. Murder, crimes, murder, homicide. That murder, that's a spirit of oppression that is coming upon the world so hard that people are trying everything but Jesus. Everything but Jesus. Everything but Jesus. It's time now to put your bickering, aside. It's the day is at hand. Glory to God. The time is like never before. Schools are not safe. Your jobs are not safe. Your home is not safe. The streets are not safe. Even if you look a different way, the devil's talking to somebody mind to murder you. It's the only safety we have is that if the people of God will come to the potter's house and get the word of God deep down in your heart, spend time with God, spend time in fasting, spend time in prayer, spend time with God, and not so much time with your jobs in the pleasure of 2 and 3 and 4 jobs and showing up only on Sunday to service is not going to heal your condition, gaining the world and losing your soul. You need to come to the potter's house. You need to be made over again. But preacher, you don't understand my situation. I'm in so much debt. That's why you in so much debt, because you out of control. You have a spirit of lust that is driving you to carry around all that plastic, to run up, to see the devil cause these hurts because you don't know the management that God has for you in his word. It's not God's will that your happiness has a curse on it, because the blessings of God is not grievous, and they don't add sorrow to your life to where they take you over. Because what God does when you come to his house and he takes you and mold you and shape you on his will, he take away the things that you're wrestling with in your spirit that causes you to be depressed and that causes you to be pulled down by them. God gives you a managing spirit. God gives you enough wisdom and knowledge in understanding how to balance your life to where you still can have good and still recognize the God that gave you the good. So to go down to this potter's house and to be made over again is to sit under the word, to sit under the anointing, to be preached to dig deep. See, we got to dig deep. If you want God to lay his hand on you, if you want to be a vessel for the Lord, if you want God to look at you and say that it seemed good to me because you are established in the right way, you're going to have to allow him to lay his hand on you. I'm going to go to the top of the hour and take a break. I'm going to come back, say a few words, and then I'm going to open up the prayer line. God bless you.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana.